This summer, when you're on the go, stay connected to what matters most with access to over 3 million Cox Wi-Fi hotspots. Learn more at cox.com.
Ask Ashley the podcast is sponsored by Cox.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped at gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
So this morning, we are going to read scriptures before we get into prayers. And I want us to read 2 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter 7. And I'm going to read from verse 1. It says, when Solomon finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The priests could not enter the temple of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled it. When all the Israelites saw the fire coming down and the glory of the Lord above the temple, they knelt on the pavement with their faces to the ground, and they worshiped and gave thanks to the Lord, saying, He is good. His love endures forever. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 21,000 head of cattle and 120,000 sheep and goats. So the king and all the people dedicated the temple of God. The priests took their positions, as did the Levites with the Lord's musical instruments, which King David had made for praising the Lord, which were used when he gave thanks, saying, His love endures forever. Opposite the Levites, the priests blew their trumpets, and all the Israelites were standing. Solomon consecrated the middle part of the courtyard in front of the temple of the Lord. And there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the fellowship offerings, because the bronze altar he had made could not hold the burnt offering, the grain offering, and the fat portions. So Solomon observed the festival at their time for 7 days. And all Israel with him, a vast assembly, people from Libo Hamath to the Wadi of Egypt. On the 8th day, they held an assembly, for they had celebrated the dedication of the altar for 7 days. And the festival for 7 days more. On the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people to their homes joyfully and glad in their hearts for the good things the Lord had done for David and Solomon and for his people Israel. When Solomon has finished the temple of the Lord and the royal palace, and has succeeded in carrying out all he had in mind to do in the temple of the Lord, and in his own palace. The Lord appeared to him at night and said, I have heard your prayer, and I have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifice. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes will open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. As for you, if you walk before me faithfully as David your father did, and do all I command, and observe my decrees and laws, I will establish your royal throne, as I covenanted with David your father when I said, you shall never fail to have a successor to rule over Israel. But if you turn away and forsake the decrees and commands I have given you and go off to serve other gods and worship them, then I will uproot Israel from my land, which I have given them, and will reject this temple I have consecrated for my name. I will make it a byword and an object of ridicule among all people. This temple will become a heap of rubble. All who pass by will appall and say, why has the Lord done such a thing to this land and to do this temple? People will answer, because they forsake the Lord, the God of their ancestors, who brought them out of Egypt, and have embraced other gods, worshiping and serving them. That is why he brought all this disaster on them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. We see all from the dedication of the temple to the Lord appearing to Solomon. Hallelujah. And it says that Solomon, when he finished praying, fire came down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Solomon was never a priest. He was a king. Hallelujah. He said, when he finished praying, fire came down, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Filled the temple to the point that the priests and the people could not look in the temple. It was so much. It was so much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even before the sacrifice began. Hallelujah. And the Bible says for 7 good days, there was a celebration. There was a celebration for good 7 days. Hallelujah. That the thing that they used for sacrifice was too small. So it means that not even the father David has ever done such sacrifice. You see, the thing is, we treat God the way we see him, the way we perceive God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody has ever done such sacrifice before Solomon. Nobody. And God appeared as he has never appeared before. God was pleased. He said, after prayer, fire came down. Glory came down. That is going to be a portion tonight, of this morning. This morning that the fire will come down and the glory of the Lord will fill your life, fill your house, and take over every necessity, every trouble, every powers that have held you bound, that have messed up your family for many years, that the glory of the Lord, as it appears, will sack them from their jobs in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll make them quit this morning. Solomon was a king, a very outstanding and spectacular king. He began to offer the sacrifice because of what he perceived God to be, of what he knew God to be. God was all in all. Because everything was organized. He said the priests took their position. Levites took their position. They were instrumentalists. Hallelujah. Just like David has made for praising the Lord. They took the trumpets. Everything was in place. Hallelujah. You know, God is a God of organization. God loves to organize. Do not scatter your life and then hope that God will bring it together for you. No, God will give you instruction on how to do it. There's always a part for you to play. Of course, when God provides food, you don't expect him to come and give it to you in your mouth. The food is going to be there until you stretch forth your hand to eat that food. Then it will not mysteriously jump inside your mouth. So you have to stretch forth your hand, take the food and put it in your mouth and eat it the way it's supposed to. If you eat it the way it's not supposed to, it might choke you. Hallelujah. What is the point I'm trying to make? That there's always a part. God would not have appeared if everything was disorganized. So this morning, we're going to pray that God will begin to help you to organize your life and help you to follow instructions as it comes so that your family, your life will be organized. God loves organization. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before the offering was offered, everything was in place. So this morning we're going to pray. We're going to open your mouth right now. Begin to pray for yourself. Say, Lord, help me to organize my life today. Help me this morning that everywhere I may go, I will be organized. Help me. Give me the energy. Give me the strength. Give me the skill to organize my life in a pattern that it will not be wrecked by confusion. In the name of Jesus Christ, open your mouth. Yes, Lord, help us. Help us, Lord, to organize our lives. Help us, Lord. Makam berubus impatanasiako. Vorobobobos, Jekuruma Impalaka, Zamde Lekebos, Riba Bababa, Yekrabados Kintalababa, Riba Bababa, Riba Bababa, Zekerebibus Impatrokobos, Yaleba Imatorobos Sakaya. Help us, Lord. Demand God to anoint you with strength and ability and the skill to organize your life, organize your life and the life of your children, the life of your family. Let there be an organization. Everything that has been scattered, Mata Impala Korobo, Ramese Telebus. Oh Lord, as you cause the bone of Ezekiel, the bone in the book of Ezekiel, to join together, to join until they form a great army. Let my life join together. Every missing pieces of my life, bring it together, Lord. Open your mouth. Say, Lord, bring it together. Every missing piece of my life, Casemoros, let the wind of God, let the spiritual wind, the power of God, bring every missing piece that will make my life to be organized, make my children to be organized. In the name of Jesus Christ, bring it together this morning. Anywhere it has flown away, anywhere it has been hidden, I command our peace to come together, that my life will be organized. Yes. That your children's life will be organized. Open your mouth. That your husband's life will be organized. That your wife's life will be organized. That your children's life, begin to mention their names. Yes, that their life will be organized. Ye parabos, mante ipaluka, ziromomos kipranaya, zante impatala kasiabo, zorobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobob demand for organization. We demand, A, bring forth that peace that is missing. In the name of Jesus, wherever they are, Amasiabos, Yilabababos, that we will be able to stand like a great army. Iyakabas, Yerobos, Yandelabos, Yerobos, Mate Palikabos, Honto Siharibania, in the name of Jesus, Yendelikanda Ompronogabo, Yibasatolabosakaya, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yaruye Ruyalaba. Yaruye Ruyalaba. Yaruye Ruyalaba. Sekora Bobos. Mashendelobos. Robobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobob We give you glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We are still praying that every rejection that I have faced in my life will be totally taken away. Hallelujah. I want you to pray this prayer. There are three persons on this prayer line. Hallelujah. That feels rejected sometimes. And that spirit weakens your mind. It weakens you. Once that rejection sets in, you feel weak. We're going to pray right now that God will take away every spirit of rejection. Hallelujah. The Lord said to Solomon, when people forsake me and forsake my decree, I am going to reject even the temple. I'm going to reject where I'm supposed to be. I will reject it. Hallelujah. And the Lord said to me, rejection, spirit of rejection. Bind it this morning. Cast it out, that your life will be organized. In the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth right now. I pray against every spirit of rejection. Every spirit of rejection that makes you feel weak, makes you feel abandoned, makes you feel you don't want to leave, makes you feel that everyone is against you, makes you feel you have nobody. Yes, spirit of rejection, we command by the power in the name of Jesus Christ, be dissolved this morning. I'm going to shout Holy Ghost Fire 7 times, and the blood of Jesus Christ begin to command that every spirit of rejection will not continue in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Decree and pray. Holy Ghost fire. 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 Holy Ghost fire in Jesus' mighty name. The blood of Jesus Christ. 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 The precious blood of Jesus Christ. Over the rise, let your enemies be scattered. Do not keep silent. Yima sante impaloka zerobados atekina ingai luhrobos sebdani kaya impatolos rapoto kolobos ribabos tentaibos meta parakai zumele kenke onske branaya lutema askiabos. Ompe tekisa, lambe imparuget, rotlekes, bakri mahangabos sotaya. Every rejection, we reject you this morning. We command fire against you. Let the fire come down and dissolve every rejection that we have faced in this life. In the name of Jesus Christ, every rejection attacking you, attacking your children, attacking your family, we reject it this morning. We release the fire. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anywhere that the enemy has made you a byword and an object of ridicule, hallelujah, let the table turn this morning. We're going to exchange every byword for fame and every ridicule for celebration. God is going to change your family from a byword family to a celebrating family. A byword, hallelujah, to become a chief cornerstone. Someone that cannot be done with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When they plan, they have to include you. Hallelujah. When they plan, if you are not included, that plan cannot go through. God is going to change it this morning. From being a byword sister, a byword family, to become one of the chief corner stone in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth right now. We exchange every byword to become chief corner stone in the name of Jesus Christ. That when they plan, they cannot execute their plan without including you. You will become important. Yes, that place that I've made you a byword will make you an important person in the name of Jesus Christ. Table is turning. Every spirit that have clothed you with a byword garment, we reject it this morning. We command by power in the name of Jesus Christ, we change your status to become an important personality. VIP. From a byword to a VIP, even in your office, even in your family, Yadelobos. Even your relationship attacking Epana in Colombo. Ramadan Selubania. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Exchanging ridicule to celebrity in the name of Jesus Christ. When they see you, they shall celebrate. They shall rejoice. Even this morning. Hallelujah. Hey, open your mouth. Begin to command that every ridicule clothes, every ridicule garment that have been placed on you, spiritual ridicule garment, spiritual ridicule garment, shall be exchanged to a celebrity garment in the name of Jesus Christ, that your family will celebrate you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, your workplace will celebrate you. Yemeni Ebobos, Insekeke Ribobos, Yorobobo Kunte Ivana, Yambrate Kebos. Anywhere you go, you become a celebrity in Kabaros because of what God is doing this morning. He's exchanging your garment of ridicule to a celebrity garment in the name of Jesus Christ. Your children shall be celebrated. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We give God glory. Every heap of rubbles that have taken over your family, instead of your family to be an organized family, the enemy dump heap of rubbles in that family. We're going to shout Holy Ghost fire 7 times, the blood of Jesus 7 times. And we're going to command the tornado of God. Let tornado come and begin to wipe every heap of rubbish. Let it be carried to the north, that it will disappear. The northern wind, we're going to command the northern wind to carry every spiritual rubbish, heap of rubbish that have been dumped in your family, to wipe away this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Ghost fire, decree and pray, Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire, 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 Holy Ghost fire in Jesus' mighty name. The blood of Jesus Christ, 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 the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh God, arise, let your enemies be scattered. Do not keep silence. Yes, Lord, we command that the northern wind will blow every heap of rubbish that have been dumped in my family, that have been dumped in my life. Wipe them away. Yes, Lord, let the tornado come and wipe them away, that there will be no trace of any rubbish. We command by the power in the name of Jesus Christ that the northern wind, this morning, you shall begin to experience the joy that you have never experienced before. You shall begin to see the favor you have never seen before. You shall begin to walk in the path of prosperity and power and glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Those concepts that you have been studying that you cannot understand, God is opening your mind right now to understand it, to catch it. Yes, that those answers will come to you. Those licenses you have been looking for, God has established it. It's all to you. It has been given to you right now. Yes, take it in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you glory, Lord. We thank you for what you have done. We give you thanks. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to begin to thank God. Begin to give God the glory. Begin to give him praise for what he has done this morning. For what he has done. Just give him thanks. Say, Lord, I thank you. Yes, don't keep quiet. Thank him because, hey, something is happening right now. Oh, Marcel, leke. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Begin to cover yourself with the blood of Jesus Christ. Cover your family. Cover your life. Cover your car. Cover your house. There shall be no accident, no fire accident, no car accident. Hallelujah. No dropping down on your workplace. No breaking of waist. Hallelujah. No twisting of ankle. Yes. Any twisting of ankle, any pain in your body, I command right now for that pain to disappear. Be healed of any kind of sickness. I command healing upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. No headache, no symptoms. Your neck paining you. You are feeling symptoms of cold, of fever. I command it right now. Disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Please remember to share this prayer line. Encourage your friends and family to join us into this morning breakfast prayer. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you and continue to keep you. And we'll see by this time tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm disgusting.
Oh, House, don't say that.
You could live someplace so much better than me.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah? Look at these uneven stairs. Gross.
House, you know I don't care.
Ugh, and the squeaky door hinge.
I think it's cute.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.